This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. I love listening to the grilling guys, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to bring this train to the station. And, you know, we were out in Kansas City and spent some time with Ray Lampe there. And that guy is Mr. Green Egg. My friends at Grand Rapids Chair Company just put together a really nice Christmas gift for me. I've got a beautiful grilling table. Threw that up on the Grilling Guys Facebook last week. And so you guys could all see that. But just really, really cool. There's a lot of great local companies around that have great things for the Christmas holidays, and one of those is Schmoe's Brewery, and I'm sitting right here at 2600 Patterson Southeast, just north of 28th Street, right by the Patterson Ice Arena. If you've got kids you're taking over to hockey, I'm sure that you've dropped by here before, but joining me right now is Chaz Thompson, the brewer extraordinaire, and our buddy of the show, and a awesome cook, that's probably an insult, an awesome chef, is Chef Jeff Dewey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for joining me on this last segment of the show here. And, Jeff, I want to talk a little bit with you, if we could, about some exciting stuff that's going on in your world. You got a restaurant that's opening up on the northwest side of town here in the next few weeks, don't you?
Yes, we do. Bud's Burger.
Bud's Burger. Now, how'd you come up with that name?
Well, it's been a burger shop, and it's been Bud's Burger since 1942.
Okay.
So been out there in Walker, so we're going to keep the name and kind of maintain the tradition.
Same location?
Same location.
Right there on Remembrance Road.
Remembrance Road, right across from Sobey Meats.
Okay, so in the next couple weeks, you're going to be firing up Bud's Burgers, and tell us what that menu is going to be all about.
Well, we're going to first start off with just burgers. We're going to have, like, the family tree of burgers. We're going to start at a base burger. We're going to be in there about $4.95 range, and we're going to work our way all the way up to, like, a hangover burger, fried egg, barbecue, bacon, and we're going to really do it upright.
Oh, man, that sounds good. So you're going to have a place to people can come in and sit, or is it takeout?
Nope, we have about 45 seats.
Awesome.
So, but we will do takeout, of course.
And that's going to be open up here in the next couple weeks.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're hoping just after the first of the year.
Very good, very good. Well, you were throwing down some food here at the brewery today, and if you check us out on Facebook again, you'll see the wonderful breakfast that you put together. Just describe that for me real quick, because they might not know what they're looking at.
Yeah, we did just some fried Yukon Gold potatoes with some sautéed onions. We topped that with some grilled pork that we did outside on the green egg, and we did a Chipotle Bone Crusher Hollandaise with some grilled asparagus. And, yeah, a little cilantro and fresh lime juice on there, and it turned out pretty good.
Awesome, man. Now, you and Chaz, you have a little barbecue team, don't you?
Yeah, the Rub Daddies.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, because you guys have actually competed, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done a couple of competitions, but we're also teaching some classes. We've got a class coming up on the 8th of January that we're going to do sausage and jerky. The whole plan, you can find out more about it on rubdaddies.com, but the plan is you're going to bring some meat, we're going to show you how to process it, and then you're going to take home some summer sausage.
And if somebody wanted to be an attendee of that class, where would they find out information about that?
Rubdaddies.com, we're going to have the sign-up information there that you can actually probably talk live to Todd over there at Zagerpool. He's the third member of the Rub Daddies, and get signed up. We're doing $40 a person or $60 for a couple.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And where are you going to hold the class at?
We're going to be out there at Zager's in Jamestown.
Okay, very cool. We've taught classes out there, Bob and I have, and Cowboy Rob Russell. It's a great facility. They set it up classroom style, and they got all the stuff there. Are you actually going to cook that night, or are you just going to teach on how to do it?
We're probably going to have the smoker going with something in it, and we always like to throw a couple of hors d'oeuvres down and things like that. And then we also started a new little feature that we're working on.
What's that?
We're starting a YouTube channel.
Awesome.
There's been a lot of requests for how to do some of these things. And so we started doing some filming. And one of your favorites we filmed this week, and we're in editing on that, and we're hoping to post it next week. That is the bacon-wrapped stuffed dates.
Okay, Chef Dewey, you got to break that down for me, because as I mentioned when we were leaving the last segment, is that's becoming one of my family's favorites. You showed me that recipe about a year and a half ago, but break it down for everybody, because guys, this is an easy one. It's not that difficult to do, and your family's going to love this, but break it down for us.
Yeah,
Jeff,
basically that's a we got some good smokehouse bacon, and that's the secret. You need to have good quality bacon, thin cut too. You don't want to have really thick bacon. What we do, we just pit that date. We stuff it with a good quality blue cheese or gorgonzola. Gorgonzola is probably one of my favorite to stuff it with. And then we wrap that a couple wraps around with bacon. And we put them on the grill and grill them up till they get nice and crispy, and they're done.
That's right. And the thing is about these things is they come off hot. You've got the saltiness of the bacon. You've got the sweetness of the date and the sharpness of the cheese. And it's a one-bite item. I mean, you aren't going to bite this thing in half. You're going to pop it in your mouth, and you're going to you get this just flavor explosion that is amazing. And that's what my family liked was, holy cow, it was like the first two or three bites, you were getting a different flavor every time that you had one of these things.
Oh, the soft, gooey happiness that comes out of those is just
amazing. Oh, man, it is.
Yeah, the whole salty, sweet, cheesy, it's just...
I think we're going to have to make some of those when we go out ice fishing.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about ice fishing too, Chaz, because you're a guy that's got a lot of irons in the fire, and this one happens to be a rod in the water. And I want to talk a little bit about this, this ice guys, this Michigan ice guys you got going on, because we're... I'll be damned if we don't get out ice fishing this year. We're going to go north if we have to.
Yeah, we're going to.
We didn't have good ice last year here, but
we'll take the grill and rig, and we're going.
Right, exactly. But tell us about Michigan Ice Guys, because I think there's a lot of guys out there that are listening that love to ice fish like we do. And tell us what this is going to do for them.
Well, you know, I was looking over the last couple of years, and every time we start talking about ice fishing here around the brewery, guys are just really paying attention to it. And I started digging around what kind of information sources were out there. And the forums, yeah, they give you hints at things and stuff, but nothing really clear and concise. So we decided, hey, we might be able to have some fun and fill the gap on this by putting in a podcast show. And it's available for download on the internet at miiceguys.com. And we do some episodes, talk about prepping your equipment, some safety stuff. Our next episode that we're going in to record soon is going to be all about lures. We're going to talk jigs, ice flies, all that kind of stuff, get some good information out there. But then we also really put in a real cool thing. Because you talked about where to find that ice, we put in an ice map. And it's a database. You know, I was a nerd before. And so my buddies and I, we wrote this database that links to Google Maps. And what we're asking is everybody in Michigan that lives near water, walks near water, or wants to walk on water, tell us how thick the ice is. And you can go to miiceguys.com and submit an ice report on how thick it is. And then on the ice page, you'll be able to see on Google Maps how thick it is, color-coded.
Very cool. Very cool thing. That's real man fun, and that makes me think it's time for some man law. Job Version is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in Saranac. I know that Barbecue Bob was over there this week sitting down with Tony and the boys and having a few pasties. If you've not ever been there, it's on Main Street in Saranac. If you can't find Main Street in Saranac, you ought not be driving because it's only 3 blocks long. Look it up. Get over there to Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue. This week's Christmas Party Man Law. When in doubt, always be overdressed instead of underdressed. No ugly Christmas sweaters. That is the man law of this week, because I'm telling you is that it's always better to be just a little overdressed and underdressed at a family party.
You know, they say ladies like a sharp-dressed man.
They do. Hey, they do. And you know what? I am a firm believer of that. But, Chef Dewey, you got any other great little quick appetizer tidbits that I can throw on my grill to make my family smile?
Yeah, we do another one. We call it Chicken Chili Marita. And that's a really easy chicken dish to do. What we do, we cinnamon and sugar and chili marita powder mixed with a little bit of brown sugar, and we coat that with the on top of the bacon. Wrap that around a little piece of chicken, maybe a 1 ounce piece of chicken, and grill them up on the grill. And that brown sugar and the chili marita pepper just it caramelizes, gets really, really nice, and it's a great treat.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Chaz, what can we look for a holiday brew if somebody wants to come by Schmoes today? Take some home, baby.
Hey, you can still get some of that miracle. And after the first of the year, we got our Kiss My Scottish Arse is coming out. So we're all looking forward to that.
Man, it should be a lot of fun. Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL. We've been live and local at Schmoes Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast, just north of 28th Street. They're going to be open here till the wee hours of the morning. Get over here, buy yourself a growler, and make it happen. We're going to close the show with Barbecue Bob's version of a Christmas song from Run DMC called Christmas in Hollis. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.
Christmas trees, decorate the house with lights at night, snow's on the ground, snow white so bright, in the fireplace is the Yule log, beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Daryl, like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.